السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، اليوم نختم علی افواہہم وتکلمنا ایدیہم وتشہد ارجلہم بما کانوا یکسبون، صدق اللہ العظیم۔ بما کانوا یکسبون، یسٹرڈے وی ڈسکسڈ سم ورچوز آف یاسین شریف، اینڈ آئی مینشن دیٹ یاسین شریف از ناٹ اے سورہ دیٹ از ٹو بی جسٹ ریسائٹڈ اوور دا ڈائنگ اور دا ڈیڈ۔ اٹ ہیز گاٹ اٹس ورچوز، اٹ ہیز گاٹ اٹس بینیفٹس فار ریسیٹیشن over those that are dying, over those that are dead, forgiveness. But it is in reality a surah for the living, for the people who are living. It is a surah for them, for all of us, that there is the message in there that we have to prepare for the hereafter. There will be a day of judgment. We will have to answer for our doings and actions. We don't believe that somebody else died for our sins. We believe that each and every one of us, we are accountable for our own sins, for our own actions. We will be rewarded for the good that we do. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must protect us from punishment for the sins that we do. So the ayat that is really touches the heart in Surah Yasin Sharif is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, of course every ayat has an impact and an effect on the heart. But when Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Yasin Sharif, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, describing the day of judgment, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is informing us that on that day, Allah Ta'ala will put a seal on the lips. I'm just giving you the meaning of the verse. The lips will be sealed up because we speak a lot of lies with our mouths. In this world, if a person is arrested, if a person is implicated in something, then he tries to cook up different kinds of stories just to come out of that predicament or out of that difficulty that he finds himself in. So he has to speak a lot of lies, or he speaks a lot of lies. And in fact, many a lawyer, they make the person a liar. They say, you must go and speak a bit of lies, otherwise you can't come out. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we'll put a seal. The tongues will not be able to speak any lies, because on that day, the hands will speak to us. Allah Ta'ala says, the hands will speak to us. And the feet will testify all what they have done. All our actions, in other words, our parts of the bodies will speak. In other ayat of the Quran Sharif, again, there is mentioned there of the eyes, of the ears, and even of the skin that will speak. Now, those days, they had a lot of doubt on this, that how can all these parts of the body speak? But in these days, nobody has any kind of doubt, because we have made everything speak. There was one article of some shoelace that they say it records everything. When the person is jogging, running, everything it records, and you can make it speak again. You press another button, it starts telling you whatever it recorded. Our tape recorders are doing the same thing. Our computers are doing the same thing. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make our hands, our feet speak. What is the tongue? It is a piece of flesh. Take it out from the mouth and finish. It can't speak. Who is it that gave the power to the tongue to speak? It is Allah Ta'ala. So this is the record that is being kept of all our deeds and actions. The moment we do a deed, it is recorded. Now it is easy for us to understand. In those days, people said, how can that happen? Now we know that everything can be recorded. Whenever a person does any action, then besides the parts of the body, that will give testimony against the person. Now we did it for the pleasure of ourselves, our bodies, and on the day of Qiyamah they will testify against us. They'll become our enemies. If we did good deeds, then of course they will give evidence in favor of us. The other thing that records is the earth. And again on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will give all its evidence, all its information. It will be inspired by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and it will give all the information. Now there again we had a doubt that how can the earth record everything? If we have to look at our computers, look at our tape recorders and look at everything that has been made which can record, cell phones and other things. What are they made of? The components, from where did they get? The material from where it is obtained? It's all from the earth. Whatever we have is from the earth. Man uses the intelligence which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him, the intellect that Allah Ta'ala gave him, the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave him, and then he builds or makes a computer or he makes a tape recorder or whatever he makes. But everything is of the earth. So if man with that little knowledge that he has, if he can make one little computer or a tape recorder, if Allah Ta'ala makes the entire earth a tape recorder, then what is our doubt in that? So in Surah Zilzal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks of that. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. So Qiyamah day, that earth will also give evidence. Then we have the Kiraman Katibin. They are also recording. Kiraman Katibin يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. So Kiraman Katibin are recording. Look at the different recordings that are taking place. And then on the day of Qiyamah, all the scrolls will be spread. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. In Surah Kahf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says the book will be placed before. The gist and meaning of it, that all that recording that took place by the Kiraman Katibin, now it will be placed before the people. There's no way that a person can deny. In fact, the people will say, Allah Ta'ala is talking about those who are the sinful ones, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the believers also were great sinners. When they will see whatever was recorded, everything was recorded, they say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Woe unto us, what kind of a book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It does not leave out anything small or big, but that it has recorded it. Nothing is left out. Whatever the people did, they'll find in front of them. So where can we escape all this evidence? So if a person thinks that I'm hiding and committing some sins, nobody comes to know about it. So where does Day of Judgment then go? Therefore I repeatedly say this, that there is no other solution to the problems of crime and everything else that's happening around the world except a very, very firm belief in the Day of Judgment. A person believes in the Day of Judgment, there is no question of stealing, because if he finds a $1 billion diamond also, then he will search for the owner, who does it belong to. Every person will be honest and truthful, because he believes that there is a Day of Judgment. Again, that comes to mind that my Shaykh, that one whole hour, there was only one little couplet that he made that Maulana recite over and over from his poetry. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Repeated, he repeated for 1 whole hour. And I gave an example the other night here in this masjid, because there are lots of listeners over the station. We say that 1 whole hour the person was going on and on, on and on. What benefit is that? Don't you get bored with that? They said, go to the hospitals and see when they have the drip there. The drip is drop by drop. That's why they call it drip, because it's drop by drop. And it's the same drip. Drop by drop it's going, one by one. Sometimes the drip takes 1 hour, sometimes 2 hours, sometimes longer. And sometimes they keep replacing and carries on and on and on. Drop by drop. Anika obstructing. So just like that, this was a, for the whole hour, jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasa. That if you hide and commit sins and you think that nobody is watching, that if I stole this person's property, nobody saw me. If I hijacked the person's car, nobody came to know. Silver Audi NPN 35380. Please remove your car immediately. It will be obstructing someone. 35380. So there is no question of hiding, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. And on the day of Qiyamah, all these things will give evidence. Our hands, our feet, the earth, the ground on which we walk, everything will give evidence. So the month of Ramadan is to build up that consciousness that my Allah is watching. Until we don't have that belief and that yaqeen, then nothing will stop us from adultery and fornication and discos and cinemas and theaters and everything else. As long as we feel that nobody has seen us, then we will commit the crimes. And if the person is in fear of somebody seeing him, then he may stay away. Even when a person is going into a supermarket, and if they have a big notice there, that smile, you are now on camera, then that person's smile goes away too. If that person was going in there to commit a theft, and he was going to steal, but if he sees a big notice, they smile. Now you are on camera. You are being watched. So his smile goes away that I can't steal now. So if we are so worried about the cameras of this world, what about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all this evidence that is being prepared against us? So this Yasin Sharif was not for the dead. Now is this ayat for the dead? That after you die, then you must be cautious. It is for the living, that the person who is living, that he must be concerned. He must not live a life of negligence, indifference. Eat, drink, enjoy the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, stay happy, be cheerful, talk, bring up the family, be good and kind to the parents, to the wife, to the children, to people around us. Take care of the poor, the needy, the destitute. Do everything. But be conscious of the fact that we are being watched by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we cannot escape His sight, irrespective of where we are. Can be in the darkest basement, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tu jahan se. And again, it's not that Allah Ta'ala does not have the power to pull the carpet from beneath our feet. Allah Ta'ala can seize at that very moment. The person can be seized that very moment. It is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, His fazal, His tolerance that He gives us opportunities upon opportunities to return to Him. Otherwise, He can seize there and then. If He orders the earth to shake, can anybody stop it from shaking? So in Yasin Sharif, the everything there is that which touches the heart. But when we come to this ayat, then at that time we think that what is the benefit of doing things to please ourselves in a haram way, when the very parts of the body which we will use for that pleasure to come in our heart will give evidence against us. What do people try to do whenever there is some kind of a court case coming up? First thing they try to destroy is evidence. If there's any evidence against the person, they try to destroy that. Because evidence that will be produced in court will be detrimental for the person. So therefore, every effort is made to destroy evidence. If there is a receiver of revenue problem, they say destroy the evidence. Have a separate book for the uplang and have one other book for the straightforward. And destroy that book as soon as it's all over. All the other transactions also which is done illegally, destroy the evidence. Now who can destroy the evidence that is in the book of deeds? It'll, for the believers, it'll be given in the right hand. And for those sinful ones and disbelievers, it will be given in the left hand. I conclude on one incident, which is a true incident. And in the 80s, when I went to Bangladesh, in one very remote village we went, where there was a small little masjid, and there was an alim there. He says, when I came here to this place in the very early days, there was so much of ignorance that one person had passed away. So the first time that the funeral had taken place in that village, which I had to attend, he says. So when I went there to the house, he said, after the ghusl, they asked for a saw and they started cutting the left hand of the person. Before burial, they start cutting his left hand. So he said, I was very shocked and surprised and asked them, what is this? Why are you all cutting his left hand? He said, no, because it's mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, the evil ones, they will be given the book of deeds in the left hand and the pious ones in the right hand. So we'd rather take the left hand out here so that he can get it in his right hand. So take the left out here. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization that this world is a temporary world. We live in this world. We eat, we drink, we do everything, but that's not our objective of life. We are created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a purpose. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill that purpose. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.